providing insight and resources for your spiritual journey. Unity Online Radio.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread.
Welcome to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. Join certified life coach Carla McClellan as she shares strategies and solutions designed to help you create a more vibrant life. Now, here's your host, Coach Carla.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Vibrant Living. It's 2016. I'm willing to be brave. Are you? Let's dance that edge together and create more possibilities than each of us can dream separately. So let me ask you this. Are you willing to have an extraordinary year in 2016? I say yes, because isn't that what all of us want? Not an ordinary year, but an extraordinary year. This is what makes life so exciting, so much fun. Each of us co-creates our experience of life from what we focus our attention on and the actions we take. So this month on Vibrant Living, our theme is vision. And I want to hear from you, the listeners. Who would you love to be in 2016? What would you love to have this year? What would you love to be doing? I want to capture your visions and hold them in my mind with mine. So email me, Carla, at lifecoachcarla.com, and Carla is C-A-R-L-A, or message me on my Facebook page, Life Coach Carla. Listen, let's all work together co-creating a life that is exploding with meaning and purpose for each of us. Our vision is our dreams. It's a mental picture of the life you would love to have. It acts as the foundation for everything that is to come in the upcoming year. Everybody, I mean everybody, has a dream, a vision, an intention, something, a longing in their heart that they would love to express, because we all have the urge to grow, to expand, to develop. So what's next for you in this upcoming year? What quality of being do you want to express this year? Do you want to be kinder? Do you want to be more supportive? Do you want to be more compassionate? Do you want to be more clear, more focused? Do you want to be more vulnerable? So a vision, my friends, is specific. It compels us to act in a certain way. What would you love for yourself, for your family, your community, and for the world this year? A vision captures what has meaning and relevance for us, what's important, and the contribution we're all here to make in this lifetime. Vision lives within you, and we act from it on the playing field of life. What would it be like to live the life you love? Saying yes to possibilities, living as if it's already here. Well, my guest today is author Lisa Cooper, who has written a book called You Are My Voice, How Love's Voice Never Dies. And Lisa was inspired to write this book from the spiritual awakenings about life beyond the physical world that she experienced after her mother's death. So part of creating a vision is to know we're not alone in that creation process, that we have lots of support around us from those loved ones who've gone on, from the energy that is available to us in the universe. So, Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, and thank you again for having me on the show today. Well, I have to confess I'm a tad bit hoarse, so I ask for patience with our listeners for my little temporary throat issue, but this too shall pass.
It will. And what I love about your vision for your life, Lisa, is this vision you have of opening people's hearts.
Right, Carla, right. And I, you know, when I started writing, it started out as my really a healing for myself on my own journey, because I wrote about my, you could almost call it inner vision, in terms of the things I was feeling in my heart after my mother passed away. And then when I started having, as you mentioned in the intro, kind of spiritual awakenings with dream visits, with signs that let me know that the energy of love never dies, I had so much hope and I had so much peace with her passing that I knew I needed to share it with others to give them hope and peace. And that was my vision.
You know, and there is that physical law of the universe that energy is never created nor destroyed, and the energy of love is the creative power that we use to bring about our dreams, our goals, our intentions. You know, the two magnetic powers in the universe are love and fear. And
exactly.
So when we can shift the focus of our attention from fear-based or limited thinking into that feeling nature of love, that unconditional love of a mother's presence, you know,
exactly.
When
exactly.
You get into that, you connected with the energy of your mom, and you knew she was present. I've loved your book and have enjoyed many of your stories, and I think that is so when we're building and creating a new vision for our life, we build it on the shoulders of those who have loved us and gone on. That they're
right.
Still around us. They're still guiding and nurturing and giving us signs of
exactly.
Of where to go next.
Exactly. And I think the key, as you mentioned, is to open your heart, because we have to be very, very open to receive. And you know, it's interesting, we go through life, we're busy, we got family priorities and so many things happening in our world, that if we take the time to go within and slow down a bit and take some time to breathe and open our hearts, that to me was the secret in connecting with my mother.
Well, let's do a little experience here for our listeners, whether they're listening live or they've downloaded. Will you join with Lisa and I as we just take this moment to deepen our breathing, to let go, to relax, to open our heart, to be willing to receive the peace that is found within us, the love that springs up from within us. And as we breathe in and out into this space, we relax, we open ourselves, and we pay attention to any signs or signals we receive in the next couple of hours. Because one thing we know for sure is our unconscious mind responds to symbols, to shapes, to colors, to words. It is always trying to get our attention. And so in this calm and peaceful moment of now, what would you love to share, Lisa, with our listeners?
I think one of the things, and I remember reading this quote years ago, and it really made sense for me, and I believe it was Wayne Dyer said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Amen.
And yes, and I think for me personally, when I was writing about the stories, the things that were happening, the signs, the dreams, when I changed the way I looked at things and put my ego on the back burner and put that critical self that we have on the back burner and say, this is a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, again, I wanted to not read about any other experiences of other people's, you could call it after-death communication, until I was finished writing my own experiences and my own stories. But after I did finish and began to do a little bit more research, I did seem to find that the signs that are not coincidences. It's a, like you mentioned before with energy, it is quantum physics proven that our loved ones can change the dynamic of energy from the other side to let us know that, they're doing okay, to let us know that they're still around us, that they're still guiding us. In my personal experiences, I had even a message on my laptop computer one night. It was impossible to have a message. Actually, my mother was an avid reader, and she had left on my computer a book recommendation. My computer was completely turned off, and I had a strong feeling in my heart and my head that said, I've left you a message on your computer. And when I walked back in, I had turned my computer off, and Amazon.com was up. And there was a book recommendation called Downward Dog, Upward Fog. And it was an interesting book. I ordered it because I thought, well, this is certainly beyond the physical. And it was not particularly a book about grief. It was more a book. It was called Women's Spiritual Fiction. And it was more a book about opening your heart to receive. And it was about a woman who went to yoga, downward dog, but yet when she went about her day, it was still, she still experienced an upward fog until she opened her heart to receive. So in my experience with that sign, to me, that was my, I call it my mother's book recommendation, to let me know that that's what I needed to do to receive more signs from her.
Yes.
And we often talk in the workshops you mentioned, we talk about signs and how to receive signs. And one of the things I say is sensing your senses. You know, I think it's so important. Our loved ones can often, an easy way I've read for them to get through to us is to often we smell maybe a waft of their perfume. Or in my personal case, my grandfather used to smoke cigars. And at certain points in my life, I would very strongly smell his cigar smoke. Well, there was no one smoking cigars in the vicinity where I was. And that was, again, a sign to let us know that they're okay, that they're around us, and they want us to know that they're available for guidance whenever we may need it.
And I think one of the key points that you continuously bring out is that we need to be in a calm, relaxed, receptive state. And I think that's why, to me, my loved ones come in my dreams.
Yes.
You know, it seems to be that's where I particularly get the messages. But you talking about the senses, I mean, I can remember a time when I was really grieving my daughter where I actually felt her slip into the bed with me. Now, if my brain was hallucinating or, you know, whatever it was doing, I don't care. I felt my daughter with me, and I knew she was okay. That's what I was looking for, is that sense of, you know, she's okay, I'll get through this. But we're not doing it alone. We're doing it in a vibration of energy in which there can be an exchange.
Exactly. And that energy can often affect so many things. Like I also write about, for example, license plates for me had been kind of an important sign from my mother. And at times when I was really missing her accompanying my daughter and I on this one particular event that she would always go with us, I kid you not, every license plate I saw within probably a good couple of miles was her initials. So, and some people could say, well, Lisa, perhaps that's a coincidence. But for me, just like your experience, I felt it so strongly in my heart that there was not a coincidence, that it was truly a sign to say, I might not be with you in the physical form, but I'm completely with you in the spiritual form.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we believe, particularly in New Thought, is that there are no coincidences, that there are synchronicities. There's exchange of energy going on all of the time. If we would wake up to the fact that we are immersed in the invisible energy of a substance we can shape and form with our imagination, mm-hmm. and then act as if it is true now, we are moving towards the life we love, and the life we love is moving towards us. But it requires us to lower the walls around our heart. It calls us to lessen our false beliefs, to relax. Mm-hmm. The research shows that 95 to 99% of the thoughts that we think come from the unconscious mind, which means we're not aware of it, let alone awake to it. And it's negative. And it's those limited thoughts we just think over and over and over again. But what neuroscience says to us is we can shift the focus of our attention and create a new neuro pathway. And those people who have a sense of happiness and fulfillment and joy, enthusiasm for life, have found how to mindfully shift the focus of their attention. I used to have some resistance to the word psychic. Because for me, intuition is our sixth sense. It's that innate voice of wisdom that lies within each and every one of us. You know, it is universal. We all have it. But some of us pay more attention to it. And to me, what you talk about is the paying attention to what has meaning and significance for you in your life allows you to move into a flow of life rather than a story about life.
Beautiful, yes. I think the intuition that we all have within us to go with the flow, as you said, it's available to everyone. And, you know, what we talk about, too, in some of the workshops are, you mentioned the word psychic. We don't have to be a psychic or a medium to receive communication from our loved ones. We just have to follow our intuition and trust in our hearts.
We have to be willing. Mm-hmm. That to me is, and we all have the capacity to be willing, all of us. Even if we don't want to, even if we don't know how to, we can say, nevertheless, I am willing. I'm willing. I'm willing. And it invites then the signs and the dreams to show up more clearly into our lives.
Yes, and I think to that point, when you mentioned dreams, I always say, you know, D stands for decide to receive. Set the intention with the universe. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's so important to set your intention. And then you open yourself up, in my mind, for more spiritual guidance and for messages and dream visits.
Yes. So one of the things we know that instantly creates static on that energy exchange is to worry or to doubt. That those lower forms of energy, they vibrate at a way that stops us from being awake and aware to the signs we're receiving. So, you know, and that's what I deal with a lot in my coaching practice is how do you get rid of the anxiety, the worry, the doubt, the guilt? And there are ways of doing it. And one of the fastest ways that you can get rid of worry, and I want all of you listening to do this with me right now, grab a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and write down three things you're grateful for. Three things you're grateful for right now. And observe what's going on inside of you.
That's great advice, Carla. Great advice. And I think that when we feel grateful, it immediately shifts our energy to a higher frequency.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I think that when... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
When I was getting the dream to my mom, they started about a couple weeks after she passed away. And I was so grateful. I look back and think I was so grateful for those, what I call now, visits, mm-hmm. that I think that allowed me to receive them more frequently.
You know, I have this theory, and I can't prove it, but I have experienced it, that when you focus on, and not forcing, but I wanted... Lisa and I did a workshop. Lisa presented and I took part in it in a workshop in December, December 5th. And we had a lovely group of people and we were sharing our stories and something really healing happened as we were sharing all of our stories. The energy in the room shifted and changed. It was it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. Well, one of the things I got in touch with was, you know, gee, I haven't had anything from my father in a long time. Not that I was necessarily sad or grieving, but just kind of, you know, I wouldn't mind.
Right.
You know, if I heard from him, and I won't go through the story with you all, but I received a message that I know was from my dad, and he passed away 18 years ago, and it's something my dad would have delighted in facilitating happened.
Beautiful.
And I just said, wow, thank you, universe. So our intention, like you're talking about, the intention, the decision to pay attention, to open up, to not let the chatter of the mind or unconscious beliefs pull you away, that willingness to share, you know, we created such a safe place for the people who were in the workshop that they felt open to share some of their deepest experiences that they had never had an opportunity to share before. So it is such a powerful way of enlivening each other and releasing the pain.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting. That probably has been the most gratifying experience for me during the workshops. Is when I can see it with people when they share a story that they've never shared with anyone before because they have the environment that no one's going to look at them and say, oh, that's got to be your imagination.
Yeah.
So I think that to create that kind of environment where people are comfortable sharing their stories really is, as you mentioned, provides so much healing, and it helps so much for those that are grieving.
So I'm going to do a shout-out, Lisa, if it's okay with you, and I know
sure.
it is. I'm going to shout-out to our listeners who are listening live and just say, if you have a story that you would love to share with Lisa and I, we would love to hear it. And the other thing that I can tell you, if you are brave enough to pick up that phone and call 888 558-6489, you will be blessing many, many, many other people as you share your story of signs or dreams from loved ones who have gone on. So again, this is Coach Carla inviting you to pick up the phone, to be brave. I've got your back. Call 888-558-6489. And Lisa and I would be delighted to listen to your story or to have you ask us any question that might be on your mind. Our engineer Jeff is manning the phones. He's real easy to talk to, and so are Lisa and I. We'd love to hear from you. And so now what we'll do is take a break and return in a couple of moments. If a show like this touches you, opens you to new possibilities, please email me, Carla, at lifecoachcarla.com, or like me on Facebook, or perhaps even donate to this online station that wants to be the voice of an awakening world, a world where we collaborate with each other in the highest frequency of love, compassion, and service. We'll return shortly.
What would I do if I knew that I could not fail? If I believed, would the wind always fill up my sail? How far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave?
If Unity Online Radio has helped you grow spiritually through programs like this one, please consider supporting this online radio programming. Visit www.unity.fm and click on Donate Now. Thank you for helping us continue to serve as the voice of an awakening world.
You have a coach in your corner, a life coach, that is. Like a coach in sports, a life coach can help you set clear goals and develop the confidence and tools you need to achieve them. Join certified life coach Carla McClellan Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Vibrant Living on Unity Online Radio. Each week, Coach Carla and her guests will share strategies and solutions designed to help make your life more focused, more meaningful, and more vibrant. Do you have a specific issue or topic you'd like to discuss with Coach Carla? Call in toll-free Tuesdays at 3 p.m. during Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.
The world is full of voices, advertising, television, politics, colleagues, family, and friends. All are too happy to tell us how to live. In all of that noise, it's easy to miss the one voice that matters, your own soul. What would happen if you could hear that voice? Imagine the clarity, confidence, and courage that would be yours and the life you could create. Join Janet Connor, best-selling author of Writing Down Your Soul, The Lotus and the Lily, and Your Soul Wants Five Things, as she and her guests explore how to hear the call of the soul and create the soul-directed life. Live Thursday at 1 p.m. Central, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Go inside to find.
If I were brave,
You're listening to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. If you'd like to receive coaching about a special issue in your life, call now toll free at 1-888-55-UNITY. Once again, that's 1-888-558-6489. Now back to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.
Hello, friends. This is Coach Carla. I'm back with you and Lisa Cooper. This month, we're focusing on vision. And we all have a vision, a dream, a desire, a longing to create something new in our life. It's an urge within us. And so that whole urging is a creative moment. And we create what's new in our life standing upon the shoulders of what fed us from our history, from those who loved us and have gone on to the other side. And so Lisa Cooper has written a wonderful book called You Are My Voice, How Love's Voice Never Dies. This book you can access at www.youaremyvoice.com. It's a wonderful book filled with stories and her adventure with messages from mom. Lisa also can be accessed at her Facebook page, Lisa K. Cooper, author.com, or her LinkedIn page, Lisa Kolia Cooper, and that's K-O-L-I-A-S Cooper. And also on Twitter, Lisa K. Cooper KC. So
thank
Lisa.
Lots of ways to get in touch, right?
Right. Because that's the work you and I are about. We want to inspire people to be open, heart opened to possibilities in life, to not think it's just a sad story that we have to suffer through or that losses are permanent, that yes, the loss of my daughter will never go away like the loss of your mother, but it means something different to us now than when the event happened. It has a new meaning in the life we're living right now that allows us to express more of who we truly are.
Right. And you know, it's interesting, when I was working on the book, I really began to believe and truly understand that my mother's transition enabled my transformation and to really get in touch with my soul's mission in life. You know, my background has been in advertising and marketing, and all of a sudden when my mother passed away and I started having the signs from her, the dreams that we can talk about a little bit, some advisory dreams, specific information. I knew that I needed to share this with others to really fulfill what I considered a soul mission to help people discover that love never dies.
I love that. Help people discover that love never dies. And my mission is to help people make their dreams come true. So
right.
I've got your back. Dream on and let's take action from that dream. So,
there you go.
Yeah. So here we are living our mission. And we want to serve those of you who are listening. So if you have a story that you would love to share with Lisa and I, please do so now by picking up the phone and dialing 888-558-6489. And if you've downloaded this podcast, email us. We really would love to hear your story. The more stories we can share with other people, the more spirits can be uplifted and a higher vibration established in community together. And that's what gathering together does. It lifts and renews and restores that vibration of love. That love that is unconditional, that creates all things good in the universe. That number again is 888-558-6489. So, Lisa, why don't you share some of the experiences you had with your mom?
Okay. You know, interestingly enough, I had never really heard of dream visits before I had experienced them personally. I had heard, though, a yoga teacher years ago say that it is possible when you dream of your loved ones that it's a visit, not just a dream. But I'd never experienced it, as I said, until my mother passed away. And then the dreams that I've had with her have been so much more, you could use the word real, so much more colorful, so much more insightful than I knew indeed they were visits. And I have come to find out that one of the reasons, or the easiest, one of the easiest ways our loved ones can get through to us is in our dream state. Because we are, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we are relaxed, we're open to the universe, and our conscious mind is taking a rest, so our unconscious mind is open. So for me, the dreams that came pretty quickly after she passed away were the most profound experiences. And for example, just a couple of examples, I had one where I called them the life lesson dreams because they were indeed life lessons. And in certain instances, we would be talking in this one dream. We were sitting across from each other at our kitchen table. It was just a normal situation. And she began to explain to me in the dream that when her soul left her body, it was similar to a perfume bottle, that when you take off the lid and the smell comes out. Mm-hmm. And she said that that's her essence, and she used the word essence. And she said, and then at that point in my dream, between us, there was almost like a purple cloud. It was really odd looking, but I began to understand that she was explaining to me that that's her essence. And she said that when our loved ones pass away, their essence is all around us. We can't see it with our physical eyes, but it is there. And I knew when she was explaining this kind of thing to me in dreams, I couldn't make it up, you know. It was certainly a life lesson. I also had dreams where she would give me specific information. For example, after she passed away, my father and I were working on selling their home. And she gave me specific information on the sale of the house, dates, specifics regarding when some remodeling was going to occur, specifics regarding when a particular painter was coming over. And it was, once again, I did learn that I think is very helpful when you have these dreams, is I started just keeping a legal pad and a pen on a nightstand. Because the important thing for me is I needed to write those dates down ASAP, and because I needed to understand before your conscious mind takes over your day and before you start going through what you need to accomplish that day, what you need to do, when you need to get up, if you capture your dreams, capture a scene, capture a date in this situation, capture the colors, the purple essence, for example, if you can capture those, it becomes easier to remember those dreams. I call it your own dream detective because by going back and remembering the specifics of the dream, it really helps us remember. And interestingly enough, I realized that these dreams were so powerful that I hardly ever forgot them. I mean, although some had happened over 2 years ago, they just happened a day or so ago because they're still so vivid in my mind.
Do you know what Rick Hansen, who is a neuro psychologist, would say about that? Is that we have the capacity to, our mind naturally is Teflon to the good experiences that happen in our life. They just sort of roll off us. But the negative ones keep us up late at night. You know, the one negative comment in your performance review, the one person who said something critical to you, we tend to be Velcro for the negative, but Teflon to the positive. And so one of the best things we can do with our brain is lock on to the good. And that's what I'm hearing you saying, Lisa, is these memories, these experiences were so profound for you, you locked onto them. You remember how you felt.
Mm-hmm.
what you saw, what you heard, and what you experienced. There, you know, it's Rick Hansen calls that looking for the good, and all of us have that capacity. We just forget it.
Right. You know? It is easy to forget, and I think that being open, and also one thing I wanted to add is asking for angelic support.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. And that's something that I've found, that you have to ask to receive. Because of our humanness, I believe that we have to ask the universe for the good. We have to ask for guidance. Because from a physical perspective, we don't receive unless we ask.
Right. Right.
And it happens, I think, with the dreams as well. I always call it asking for angelic support.
Right.
And because I think that without doing that, some people call it your angelic team, mm-hmm. whether they're your guides, your loved ones, your whoever they may be, they need your okay before they come in and provide guidance. And that's another thing, too, I think, with our dreams. Because my mother and I were so close in our life together, there were times in life after she passed away where I would think to myself, oh, I wish I had her guidance on XYZ. And it would be like a passing thought through the day. And more often than not, I would have a dream that evening where she was actually giving me guidance on that particular event. And then I knew it was almost a miracle when that would occur. But once again, we have to ask, and we have to be open, and we have to relax and restore before we go to sleep. One of the other things that I think helps us, and it's not that for me personally, I think sometimes when someone says, well, you'll need to meditate for 47 minutes prior to going to bed, you know, and that is a little daunting. But if we can at least take, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to quiet our brains away from our phones, our laptops, you know, all our devices, and just be still and run through our days, then the likelihood of a dream visit becomes higher.
Yes. There's two practices that are very powerful before you go to sleep. And one is a forgiveness exercise. You know, forgive me for any injury or insult I might have given anybody throughout the course of the day. That was not my intention. And let me forgive anyone who might have unintentionally hurt me or said something that upset me. So to do that forgiveness and then gratitude, and to go to sleep after those two practices, deepening our breathing. You know, we shallow breathe so much during our day, and we need to get oxygen to that creative part of our brain, that part that is so much more receptive to messages and dreams, to those signs that are guiding us. You know, I remember my mom saying to me, one time she fell and she broke her ankles, she broke her ankle, and she said to me, I just said, well, where are the girls? She called her angels the girls.
Oh.
She said, I said to them, girls, how could you let me down? And she said, the voice said, it wasn't your neck.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
So I've been marinated in the possibility of being guided from those who've gone on, that we do have angelic guides. We do have an invisible support system that's conspiring for us.
Yes.
To move forward, to make the best possible choice, to move through whatever situation we are in with that sense of connectedness with something mm-hmm. greater than our mind.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful way to put it.
So we've got another workshop coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, yes. 2 to 4:30.
And that's January the 16th. It's here on the grounds of Unity Village. So if any of you are listening or in the Kansas City area, we'd love to share this experience with you. It's at Awaken Whole Life Center, which is in the historic tower found on the grounds of Unity Village. And Unity Village's address is 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway. And Unity Village is an incorporated area. So it's right in the corner of 350 and Bannister Road. As Lisa said, it's from 2 to 4:30. We'd love to see you. We'd love to hear your stories. And one of the things that happens when two or more gather together, we do a little bit of a guided visualization and a meditation. And when we join together in a circle, opening ourselves up to the possibility of dreams and signs and images, the likelihood of that happening, because the energy vibration is raised, is a lot higher. So yes. Go to Awaken Whole Life Center website and sign up. We'd love to hear from you and to meet you. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, we'd love to have you join us. One of the things I was going to mention is I'm so fortunate to have Carla along with me in the workshop, because she conducts the most beautiful meditations to open hearts. Mm. And I am so grateful for you, Carla, for accompanying me on the journey we have Saturday.
Yes.
Because it certainly lends so much to the workshop.
Well, it's just, it's a delight. And, you know, in the realm of no coincidences, a friend of mine who is a brilliant author, met Lisa and said to Lisa, "You got to meet Carla McClellan." And Lisa's now one of my new buddies. I love working with her. So
Come join us. We're going to be talking about specifically some tips and some tools for opening hearts. We're going to talk about tips and tools for receiving dream visits, techniques for seeing signs, for feeling signs. We're going to talk about how the energy of love, it's impossible to have it die. It's absolutely impossible. And I think that one of the experiences I had recently doing a workshop is one of the women that was there emailed me 2 days later. And she said, "Now that I understand about signs," she realized that she'd been having these signs all along, but didn't even realize they were signs.
Right.
So I think that by sharing, as you mentioned, and talking about what signs are like, even like, for example, a sign that I had in the book was, you can even get signs from the simplest things, whether birds, clouds, unexpected phone calls from friends.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes they're the most simple things, but it is the way that our loved ones can get through. And I talked about Cloud Heart once, where I was, it was exactly a year after my mother passed away, and I really was missing her in the physical. And I looked up, and I wish I would have taken a picture, because there were two clouds forming above my head that made the most beautiful heart.
Mm.
And those kind of things, they're beyond the physical when those occur. They are truly beyond the physical. And they're ways, again, to let them know that they're still around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I have always followed, when somebody flashes into my mind, I will always follow up with that. And
yes.
Last week I had about three incidences where one I text and she said, "Oh, how did you know?" And then the next one called me within minutes after he flashed into my mind. And I'm going, I love living in this flow of life.
Yes.
That
yes.
we are constantly giving and receiving from each other in that vibration of love. That love is the creative power that heals all things and restores
Absolutely.
Us to a harmony. In the physical world, it's a competitive realm. It's a different form of energy than it is in the metaphysical world, in the invisible substance of messages, of signs, of dreams. But in that energy, it's contagious. It is so generous. It is so welcoming. We cannot truly create a new life or a new intention or transform our life through the logical linear mind. It does not access that higher thinking part of us, you know, and there is always that part of us that can witness our thoughts. Well, my 11-year-old grandson said to me the other day, "Nan, do you know you can watch your dreams?"
Wow.
And change the endings. And I thought, sure, there's a part of him that has accessed the observer, that higher self, that true self, that creative part of him. And it's true for each and every one of us. Let's get rid of the limiting beliefs. Let's dream big. Let's pretend we're kids and we're 11 years old and we can watch our dreams and change the endings. Because when we wake up to what brings us enthusiasm and joy and a sense of purpose, we wake up to engaging fully in life. And that's what the song, If I Was Brave, is all about, is accessing the courage that is found in our heart and the love that is found in our spirit. This is Life Coach Carla saying to each and every one of you, I love you. You've made a difference in my life. Be brave. Laugh loudly and love lavishly, my friends. Until next week, game on. Bye now.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare.
Thank you for tuning in to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. Join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central for more strategies and solutions to help you live a vibrant life. Vibrant Living, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. This program is brought to you in part by retreats and events at Unity Village and the Unity Life Coaching Center. Learn more online at unityvillage.org.
Do you ask with childlike wonder, what is the nature of God? Who is Jesus? What is the Christ? How do we know what we know? When you ask these or other heart-centered questions about the non-physical, intangible aspects of life, you are, on some level, a student of metaphysics. New from Unity House and nearly 5 years in the making, Heart-Centered Metaphysics, A Deeper Look at Unity Teachings, is now available. This is Paul Hasselbeck, author of this quintessential study guide. Enjoy a deeper exploration of universal spiritual principles and truths, whether you are just starting or have been seeking for years. Each thought-provoking chapter of Heart-Centered Metaphysics speaks to truth seekers like you, providing essential tools to help elevate your consciousness and create spiritual transformations in your outer life and circumstances. Order your copy today from the Unity Online Store at www.unity.org. Then click on Shop.
God is formless, yet takes many forms. What goes around comes around. Chant the name of the Lord and be free. No one comes to the Father except through me. Ever been confused by the variety and apparent contradiction within world religions? Join Reverend Paul John Roach every Tuesday for insight into those principles held in common by all the great religious traditions in world spirituality, exploring the unity within all cultures and faith traditions. Using discussions, interviews, humor, insight, and practical advice, we will clarify the confusion and reveal simple yet profound truths. Call in with your questions and ideas and help break down the barriers that separate us from one another. That's World Spirituality with Paul John Roach, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, here on Unity FM, the voice of an awakening world.
If I were brave, I'd walk the
You've been listening to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. If you'd like to share your questions, comments, and insights on this week's topic, call us now, toll free, at 1-888-55-UNITY. We now return to Vibrant Living.
Are you ready to live in joy? Is there an area of your life where you could use a miracle? Have you been praying for help and guidance? Come join Lisa and Bill and their guests for an hour filled with practical tips on experiencing miracles, greater abundance, focused, deliberate living, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Experience more joy in life. Listen to Living in Joy, Reflections on A Course in Miracles with Lisa Natoli and Bill Free every Friday at 2 p.m. Central here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Have you ever said to yourself, I'm living a life I never intended to create? What life did you intend to create? Did you set goals? Did you work toward reaching those goals? If we don't have a specific goal in mind, or we don't know where we want to go, we may be likely to end up in places not of our choosing. Establishing goals along with guidelines on how to achieve them helps to keep us focused and energized, and often makes our lives more interesting, useful, and successful. It's never too late to take control of your life. Once you have your purpose clearly in mind, explore the various ways you can make it happen and visualize the process you believe can work best. Set goals, do what it takes to accomplish them, and enjoy your process.
This message has been brought to you by the Association of Unity Churches International. To find a Unity Church near you, visit www.unity.org.
Does music open your heart and bring you peace and joy? Experience the sacredness of sound with Ramdesh Kaur as we travel the world of mantra, kundalini yoga, and devotional music. Join us for a journey into spirit, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on Spirit Voyage Radio with Ramdesh. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Spirit of Recovery is the place where spirituality and recovery meet, where we support your spiritual growth. Reverend Anna Schaus, PhD, interviews down-to-earth guests who share with you how they keep going and growing in recovery. Spirit of Recovery is the place to get practical tips and join in lively discussions on topics that matter to recovering people. This program welcomes everyone who wants to know more about recovery. Join Anna and her guests live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Time on Spirit of Recovery, where we talk about what keeps you growing. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.